Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Okay.
I'm ready now. I'm not going to do the doom stalling.
Oh, no, he's going right to it.
Well, I had it pulled up on my phone for the last 25 minutes. Not messing around.
Okay.
You know, this is something that I, like, Jack, you have this uncanny ability to, like, consume super hot things. Like, he'll be like, oh, that hard-boiled eggs are really hot. They're too hot for you. Well, where'd your two go? I ate them. You gotta eat yours, you gotta let them cool off. That kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So true.
And true, Meg true. Takes, like, the hottest showers that I've ever... Like, you walk into the bedroom, and it's all
steamed
fog.
In the bed.
Like, the windows in the room are fog. And I'm going, and the door's shut.
Yeah.
And then you open up the... And you think you're, like, in a sauna at a health club. Or a steam room. So... There's ways to do, like, the mirror, you know, like the mirror gets fogged up and it's just, it's so irritating. Mm-hmm. You actually can use car wax. So you wax the mirror and then kind of buff it out like you would anything.
Like you would buff out your car.
Yeah. And that film
will
it's, stop I wouldn't it, say yeah. protect it, but it stops the
fogging up.
Of the fogging. Yeah, the fogging up.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys
you know
knew
what,
that.
Though?
And,
okay, so...
And then
true
I know
story
you have a story,
for some
yeah.
humor, though. Yeah, my husband did that one time. And he had, you know, it was before we were married, and he had written something on the mirror in the apartment, and I didn't know. And then, you know, like next day, 2 days later, like he's at work, and I get out of the shower, and I see I love you in the mirror, and it's dripping, right? And I'm like... Oh my gosh, your mind immediately goes to, there's somebody in the apartment.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Like, I seriously,
makes you think
it was
of a
really
Stephen King movie.
Terrifying. Yeah. It does. And I told him, and he was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I just thought.
Yeah. Well, at least he told you it was him. I would have been
That's
like,
funny.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah, you probably would have done that. Okay, so mine is, you know, we're all doing this impromptu baking, right? Like, you know, it's just passing the time, comfort food, and you might not know ahead of time, you know, I'm feeling cookies today or whatever, and you have to have softened butter. And you can't just melt it. I mean, you know, when you're making cookies, you have to have softened butter.
Yeah.
So this is just such an easy life hack to do. You just take out your grater and you grate the butter into a bowl.
Oh.
And you will find that very quickly it's all softened up for you and ready to go.
How about that? Boy, you know, I don't know when you guys are going to be back in the studio. I hope I remember what you guys look like.
Yeah, I FaceTimed you the other day and you asked, who
crazy,
are you? Why? How do you have my number? Who are you?
Well, here we go. This is for those who are have babies. And the baby keeps crying when you hold them. How many times have we all been there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, try raising your eyebrows instead of furrowing them. Because babies are very observant of faces, and they'll be less likely to cry if they see raised eyebrows. You know that eyebrow that The Rock does?
Do
one.
Hey, can you guys do the one eyebrow raised?
No,
at a time?
I can't. I don't have that talent.
I can do that. My mom had that talent.
You can?
And I have that talent. If you can call it a talent. I mean, it's bizarre, but yes, I can raise just my right eyebrow and I do it.
When you come back in the studio,
regularly.
I want
to
see
I'll
that.
I'll have to show you. You don't believe me, do you?
I do believe
I can do
you.
It.
I do believe you. I can hear it in your voice. Okay, so there you go.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.